The Downtown Hayes Development Corporation, along with Wild West Festival, will be planning some 4th of July events. Sarah Bloom from the Downtown Hayes Development Corporation talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I'm excited to talk to you. You've got a lot of stuff going on or scheduled here. I think the first thing we wanted to hit on was the box lunch on the bricks. You're going to have one of those a little bit later on today, right?
Yeah, so box lunches are our summer music series. I know we've talked about them before, but we're excited to continue on with those. The next one coming up is today at noon. They all happen at the pavilion. They all are completely free. Feel free to bring your own chairs. We'll have a few set out. Feel free to bring your own lunch. We'll have a few of those available as well. But today is the Wurstenstein Quartet, like Frankenstein, but much better. And it's Kay Wurst and her son. And then it is Wendy Stein and her son. So a mother and son quartet or duo, but very, very well-known local artist. And Derek Stein, Wendy's son, is actually a Grammy-nominated musician. So wonderful, wonderful talent. We're very blessed to be able to have them joining us at the Pavilion today. People did have to reserve their lunches earlier this week, but we will have a few extras there today if you come out for that. But it's always beautiful under the Pavilion, and we're excited to welcome them, and we expect a great turnout this afternoon.
Yeah, that's super cool. How often you get to hear a Grammy-nominated artist for free?
Right, exactly. Yeah, he's a beautiful cellist. I've actually known him for many, many years. Funny story, small world. His father was actually my cello teacher all through middle school and high school.
So, nice.
But yeah, fantastic, fantastic talent. So very excited to have them. And then that happens every first, third, and fifth Friday of the month. And so later on, we'll be enjoying some other bands, of course, even some coming all the way from Texas. They were supposed to actually open up our season for us, but they'll be coming from Texas a little bit later when hopefully, the COVID scare is a little lightened, hopefully.
Yeah.
But she's one of the band members of the Bodark String Band, is actually a Fort Hays State graduate, and they are going to make their way through and play for us for free as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's the date for that next one? I want to put that on my calendar.
So after that, now you're going to make me look.
Yeah.
So I think they're coming in July, but then after Wurstenstein would be July 3rd, which is going to be Miles on End, which is part of the whole 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, that's perfect. We want to talk about that too, because there's some plans being put in place, and I don't think there's a lot of information out right yet. I know you guys have, I think, issued maybe a press release or two, but there's a lot of stuff going on the 4th of July weekend in lieu of the regular normal Wild West Fest, because that's all got put on hold because of COVID, right?
Yes. So we have sent out a press release. We've got an event up on our social media. I know the Convention and Visitors Bureau are getting ready to send out a press release this week as well on behalf of Wild West Fest. But we're very excited as Downtown Hayes Development Corporation to partner with Wild West Festival this year to provide the Hayes community and surrounding communities a little fun on the 4th of July weekend, not to the scale that it normally would be, but we've got some great events planned on July 3rd and 4th for people to enjoy. So on July 3rd, we're actually going to be having the first outdoor pickleball tournament in Hayes, and so registration for that is now open. We have lots of teams signed up. I think we're close to 15 to 20 teams signed up already, and we can only accept 36, if I'm correct. I know we can only accept 36, but I might be off on the number of registered teams. But we're accepting those teams right now. They will check in at 8 o'clock on July 3rd, and then at 9 o'clock, the tournament will begin. We'll have the tournament all day long, however long it takes, but we'll clear out of the park by 6 o'clock because there will be a free concert put on by Wild West Festival in the park that evening. And that's going to be a free will donation for anyone to come and attend. Again, you can bring your own chairs. Wild West Fest will have their chairs. There's going to be a beer garden provided by the Kiwanis Club once again, but completely free to the community to enjoy. But in between the pickleball tournament and the concert, we'll also have that box lunch on the bricks with Miles on End for free at noon under the pavilion. And then Saturday, July 4th, we will kick off the day with the regularly scheduled Downtown Hayes Market from 7:30 to 11. There's still going to be the Wild West Fest 5K at 8, the Wild West Fest Parade at 10 on Main Street, and then following the parade, we're going to have a little bit of a block party under the pavilion hosted by Downtown Hayes Development Corporation. We're going to have a hot dog feed, live music, family games, a beer garden. We're even trying to plan a hot dog eating contest, so watch for those details. And then, of course, later that evening, the traditional Wild West Fest fireworks spectacular.
Awesome. I like the idea of the hot dog eating contest. I want to enter that and show everyone my skills.
There's going to be a men's division and a women's division.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Probably not quite as large as the Nathan's one, but we're going to have some fun with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, and just to put something together like this, you know, in such a situation that we're in where, you know, who knows what's going to happen between now and then, and plans keep changing and shifting, and you know, it's kind of a bummer that they can't have the regular Wild West Fest, but it's really cool of you guys to be able to do something. And this sounds like a really fun kind of alternative event.
Yeah, we hope so. We're very honored that we are able to partner with Wild West Fest and keep them, doing something for the community this year, for us to be able to partner with them and add a few other additional events into their schedule and give the community something to enjoy that weekend. And again, not to the scale of what it would be, but something. And we're going to have plenty of space to allow for social distancing, and we still encourage people to wear masks and gloves if they feel safer that way, because we want you to be able to enjoy yourself and be safe while you do it. So we're excited for that partnership, and we're really all the committees, the UCC, Wild West Fest, we're all working very hard to pull this off and pull it off well for the community.
Awesome. And you mentioned the social distancing piece. You want to talk a little bit about kind of the spacing that you guys are going to have available? Because there's going to be quite a bit of area that's blocked off for this, right?
Yeah, so I know the Wild West Fest in the park is going to be blocking off, the entire park, and they're going to be adding some more space to the beer garden this year and spreading the tables out farther than usual. As far as the block party goes, we're going to be spacing the tables out appropriately, and we'll be blocking 10th Street all the way from Main Street to Oak Street, so there will be an entire, basically city block that people can spread out on, and we will separate the beer garden from the hot dog eating contest from the live band, which we just confirmed is DOC. We're excited to have them playing from 11 to 1 that day, 2 45-minute sets. We'll take a small break in the middle for the hot dog eating contest, but everything's going to be spaced out. We're going to encourage people, even during the parade, not to stand in large groups that like they typically have in the past, just spread out as much as possible. They're going to space the parade floats, of course, but lots of extra precautions, lots of hand sanitizer, hand washing stations, anything that we can do to make the community feel safe, and of course just observe those safety precautions that are being sent out by the Ellis County Health Department, because we want to be responsible as well.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably everybody's worst case scenario is, a COVID outbreak occurs because we've got together to have some fun. But I think the risk is probably pretty low with everybody outside and spread out, so far from each other.
Yeah, you're supposed to kill the virus, right?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, there was something else we wanted to talk about. It's kind of shifting off topic from the events. It's a little bit about your organization, and you've got some opportunities for volunteers to join up and kind of get involved in what you do. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we feel here at DHCC that we're very well known for our events. We do a lot of annual events. I think the count is at like 12 annual events now, and so people know that we organize those, and we're very well known for them. And, talking about 4th of July, I know Wild West Fest is looking for volunteers. I know DHCC is looking for volunteers. So events are always a very easy way to get involved with our organization. But there are some other opportunities, and maybe we don't talk about it enough. We had our chamber chat last Friday, and we were talking about some of the committees that people can get involved in. And there's a lot of people that didn't realize some of the other responsibilities that DHCC has and what we do. And so we're trying to do a better job of telling our full story and not just being known for our events. So thanks for letting me talk about it. But we have some committees that people are welcome to join and be a part of. Specifically, we have a physical improvements committee, and they work on, daydreaming about what downtown Hayes could look like. So the idea of having a downtown pavilion was first brought up in a physical improvement committee meeting, and then it was turned into a task force, and now we have this beautiful pavilion. So phase two of the pavilion, again, was kind of in that committee, and now it's out, and I can't talk about it very much, but they're constantly looking for ways to beautify, improve, and develop downtown. So some things they're working on now are some new parking signage. We'd love to have some Welcome to Downtown Hayes flags. We haven't had new Christmas decorations since 1994, so they're doing some research into that. So if there's someone out there that would like to maybe help us dream and contribute to the development of Downtown Hayes, that's the perfect committee for them. Then we have a Business Recruitment and Retention Committee. And that one works with building owners to help them be aware of who's looking to move downtown or who wants to come into downtown. It works with current business owners to make sure that they have everything that they need and that we're helping to move them forward and help them develop their businesses as needed. Or just to go in and check on them and make sure that they're happy on the bricks and what we can do to change that if they're not. So if someone's interested in that, we're happy to include them on that. Every single one of our events has a committee that helps plan it and execute it. We have a fundraising committee that each of our board members is a part of. They're instrumental in raising the funds for our partnership program, which helps fund about a third of our annual budget. But then if we do have projects like the pavilion or Christmas decorations, then they're asked to kind of help on an as-need basis as well. So there's always a ton of ways to get involved with Downtown Hayes and Downtown Hayes Development Corporation. And we're always up to something. We can't always talk about it. but besides events, there's always a lot happening in our office, and we're happy to have community volunteer involvement in all of it.
I love it. So what if someone wants to get involved, what's the best way to go about making that connection?
Yeah, they can contact us through our website, downtownhayes.com. They can email us at dhgc@downtownhayes.com. They can reach out to one of our 13 board members. We have a fantastic board of very active members. They're all, we ask a lot of each of them, and they all rise to the occasion. They're fantastic. That list of board members can also be found on our website. But really, phone call, email, website, board member, you name it. I always love telling the story of our board member, Megan Ball. She reached out to us a few years ago and asked to get involved, and we put her on a couple of event committees, and she jumped in with both feet and has just been a huge impact for our organization and for our community, and now she's on our board making even bigger impacts and bringing us new volunteers, and we love to see that. We will never turn away an opportunity to get someone involved with downtown.
Awesome. Love it. Well, Sarah, we're very quickly running out of time here, but anything else you want to squeak in before we go?
No, I just thank you for letting me come on. I encourage everyone to check out downtownhayes.com or wildwestfestival.com for information on the 4th of July events that are happening on the bricks. And, of course, we're always very active on social media. Check us out. Like those Facebook pages and follow those Instagram posts. And we'll always try to keep you as informed as possible.